Good morning. Today's passage comes from the epistle appointed for today's morning prayer, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. It reads, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." St. Paul reminds us in this letter to the people of Ephesus that we have nothing on our own. Even the ability to have faith is a gift from God through his grace for us. Our work is not to have faith, but how we use our faith to grow deeper in love with Jesus and then share the byproducts of that relationship with the world around us. I invite you to reflect with me today on that faith that has been gifted to each of us. How can our individual faith be strengthened by a deeper or closer relationship with Jesus through prayer and Scripture? What are the byproducts of this deeper relationship? Can they be named? Perhaps patience, endurance, discernment, loyalty, wisdom? If you can name them, how can they be nurtured and better defined to be shared with the world around us? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 234 of the Book of Common Prayer. The Collect for Proper 21, the Sunday closest to September 28th. Let us pray. O God, you declare your mighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog at Inner Altar to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the wisdom of God, the love of God, and the grace of God strengthen you to be Christ's hands and heart in this world. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.